The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to another Yawa, You Ask, We Answer, End of the Month, Epi.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry if I was yelling at the top there. Wow. I cannot believe it's already the end of October, you guys. Y'all. Next week. Well, actually, when you're hearing this, the next day will be Halloween. WTF. Are you dressing up, Christy?
No, I am not. But the kids are, and I'll do the walkabout. The whackabout.
I don't like dressing up.
Oh, I love
like
it.
I don't like it.
I love it. I just didn't get my shit together.
I think I'm going to Stian's birthday party tomorrow night. Stian is
the
guy
who did it. Is it a costume party?
Yeah, well, Jose Luis knows it. He says it's going to have to be a costume party. So luckily, Francesca, I got her this really big, long black wig for this thing she's dressing up as. And I have this like 70s like jumpsuit that my sister let me borrow once. So I'm going to try to see if I can go like a really short share.
Mm. You have to perfect your impression.
I have to like
what did she? Didn't Sean Hayes do it on Will and Grace when he was like, ow?
Yeah, something like, oh God, I have to watch that. That's a good one. I'll watch that on YouTube. I love Will and Grace and I love Just Jack. I love him.
Yeah, he's okay. Awesome.
So you guys, it's a Yawa and we have so much to cover in this one. Like it is full. So we're really not going to banter today. Mm. We're not doing this. Okay. Sorry. I know you love it, but we're not. We have a few quick announcements.
But this is a good one for all you banter haters.
For all you banter haters.
This one's for you.
This one's for you. Okay. Quick announcement. We launched our first newsletter last week. So if you did not get it, it means you did not sign up to our mailing list. So you need to, when it's safe to do so, go to our website, thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com, and click that link, mailing list.
T-H-E-B-I-G, just kidding. You know what it is. TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast.com.
It's like, you don't need to. They know
I'm
how to
practicing for all our ad reading. I'm really like, right. I'm pumped about today's
You're in ad mode. And I love this newsletter because clearly because, you know, we get to talk to y'all. But I did a Spotify playlist for it. And I'm working on Spotify playlists. I love playlists. When back in the days of the cassette tape, I used to make a lot of mixed
tapes.
Oh,
I did too. I did mixed CDs.
Yeah.
Little Sharpie action.
Yeah, Sharpie. So in this newsletter, I don't know if that I'll do this every month, but like each song that I chose, I put a little blurb of why I love that song.
It's like a hobby for you. Some people crochet and you Spotify.
I Spotify.
Yeah, to relax and you think about it during the day and then you enjoy your playlist.
Yeah, and my yoga playlist, I've been doing it for a while because I teach yoga, and people love my yoga playlist when I'm, you know, usually there, somebody will come up to me and be like, can I get that playlist? Like, is that your playlist?
People love it.
And what do we got? We got an affiliate. Don't forget, Unboring Efficient. If you all are having anyone officiate your wedding that is not a professional officiant, you need to first listen to that episode.
Yep.
Ooh, I don't know what number it is. Do you?
Not off the top of my head, but you can look for it
just
in the search.
Unboring Efficient. But unboringefficient.com/bigwedding. Huge discount there for our listeners. And that's something that you can give very inexpensively to the person that's officiating your wedding and tells them all about how to do it.
Okay. It's like a guide, basically.
It's a guide.
It's a guide, and it also has, it includes direct access to the person who wrote it, who is a professional efficient, and
yeah,
it just Mark. Will make everything better.
I listened to that episode again the other day. I think I really liked that episode. He was fun. We had He's a really great. Good thing going with him.
It was a little, I felt like I was a little too...
flirtatious?
Inappropriate. No, not flirtatious, just like as if we'd known each other for a long time.
And that's how he felt.
Yeah,
that's
see, I'm not felt. Usually like that. But as soon as he like popped up on Skype, there it felt like there was a familiarity. And so yeah. I was talking to him like one might talk to, I don't know, thousands of people who I barely know on a podcast. But yeah. I was like, damn, I'm talking to him like he's known me for years. And he has not. But maybe that made the episode better. We just jumped time.
It was good. Yeah, I feel like we had a really good relationship with Mark, you know, for that hour. So, also, guys, if you're changing your name, hit up hitchswitch.com. Super easy. And they mm-hmm. give our listeners a discount at checkout. You put the code Big Wedding. All
yep.
right. So there you go.
The usual promo code Big Wedding at hitchswitch.com. If you're changing your name, they make it really easy, including help with a passport picture. So that's. Yeah. That's a bonus.
Oh, yeah. That's good. So there you go. Two big discounts. Spank you very much.
Done and done.
All right. So let's go into my favorite part of the month, iTunes reviews.
Okay. I'm going to read the first and third, and then you read the second and fourth. We'll read fast.
Bossy.
We had some really great input in October. So as always, yeah. thank you for taking the time. And this is a little tidbit here. These reviews and ratings are super duper important. It's what makes the podcast seem to be legit when people are looking for a wedding planning podcast. And it matters when sponsors are looking at us or potential sponsors are looking at us. They're going to say, oh, they have all these great reviews and great ratings. They must be great.
So
I'm going to contact them.
On yes. my knees, begging you, get on iTunes, write us a good review.
And rate. It does really, really, really matter.
It's so important, everyone. All right.
And, okay, this one says, get your wedding planning fix from Spookrate. TBWPP is the best wedding podcast. Michelle and Christy are funny, a little racy, and touch on a huge range of topics. It's a great catalog of episodes, and this is my favorite way to soak up wedding obsession so I don't annoy everyone else in my life. They cover everything from wedding insurance to grief in the planning process to inclusivity. It's a truly great listen with endless advice. This is a must for anybody planning a wedding. Thank you.
That was 5 stars, by the way. Thank you. Squater,
Spookrate.
All right. Next one by Judgment Free Zone. Oh, sorry, by Dress Code Dummy. 5 stars. And the title is Judgment Free Zone. I love that. Christy and Michelle perfectly nail giving well-informed advice without any judgment. I asked them a somewhat dummy wedding planning 101 question via email about dress code. So Googleable, right? That's what she said.
Googleable.
that's what she said. Googleable. And not only did Michelle get back to me in less than 12 hours, but I got the answer I was looking for without any tone of, how do you not know this? Or this one is super easy. I was already embarrassed that I didn't know or have a clear answer to my question. What I've realized now that I've heard back from Michelle is that I already knew black tie optional was the way to go for our dress code. What I
she already knew.
She
you
already
don't
knew.
Know what you know.
You don't know. What you, yeah. What I didn't know is that, as it turns out, I'm very uncomfortable asking this of my guests. I'm afraid they'll think it's ridiculous and then get to our event and think that we didn't serve a black tie optional wedding. Michelle and Christy, if you happen to see this review, oh, we see it, girl. I would love some follow-up advice on how to provide an event that matches the big ask of black tie optional. Thanks, Christy and Michelle. I almost want to extend my engagement period just to keep hearing planning tips before our big day. Kisses and hugs. That's so cute. Okay. I know who this is, and I know you're having a wedding at a ranch. And yeah, black tie optional. Don't be afraid to ask that. Don't be afraid to ask that. Just get over it.
Yeah, it's not as daunting or as big of an ask or as big of a deal as you've made it out to be in your head.
Yeah. So don't take away that vision in your mind of somebody opening up the envelope and being, what the fuck? They're not going to do, like, stop. Don't get, that's not happening. And if they do, who cares? It's your wedding. They don't have to go. So don't be afraid to ask that. How to provide an event that matches the big ask. Well, I told you in your, in the email, there are the three things, right, is the invitation, right? Because when that arrives, that's how I know kind of what the tone is for this wedding. So that's a huge one. What does your invitation look like? That's going to tell a lot. Two is the venue. We know it's a ranch, so it's a ranch. Make the invitation look, you know, anthropology-ish, ranch chic slash, I don't know, ballroom, if that makes sense. Like, and to that end, I don't know what you're doing for decor. Maybe it's modern. I don't know. But the invitation and the venue are super duper important. And then, of course, the words that you're putting in this invitation. So there is the typical verbiage that you can put in an invitation, and you can look up Emily Post for that. I kind of throw that shit out the door. But, mm-hmm. you know, just put black tie optional and make it a beautiful invitation. And how do you provide an event that matches that big ask? One thing also that you can do is, you know, the menu. So I don't know what type of food you're having. We didn't talk about that. Maybe you're going to have a sit-down dinner with options of proteins. If I got an invitation that's asking me what I want to choose as my menu protein, if it says filet mignon, I know it's a fancy pants wedding. Right, Christy? If it's like filet mignon is your choice, mm-hmm. or, you know, salmon.
Sea bass.
Or some, yeah. You know, sea bass. Yeah. You know, that's fancy. So I don't know what you're doing with food, but that's another kind of
indicator.
Indicator. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, make it classy. You know, if you want this to be a black tie wedding, it's going to be somewhat traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have your first dance.
I think the font on your invitation suite, if that's a first impression too, mm-hmm. might be, mm-hmm. it would lead one to believe it's going to be black tie if it is, like Michelle said, more traditional, maybe
calligraphy,
but not something super modern, blocky, mm-hmm. linear. We're saying that, but of course you can break all these rules and send out, mm-hmm. you know, whatever invitation you want and just
that says
put on their black tie. Yeah.
But, you know, you're setting the tone. And mm-hmm. your wedding website. Talk about it on your wedding website. And tell your key family members and friends that are going to go out and spread the word. So yes. There you go. All right, Christy, read the next one.
Yes. Wow. 5 stars from C5 Girl. That was my Christopher Walken. Wow. Absolutely loved episode 164 about stress. So valuable and really relatable. I'm only the mother of the bride. Only of
Mama.
A very creative and ambitious daughter who has taken the world on with her wedding planning. She asks my opinion, but is losing sleep and fretting over things. I worry about her health and will make sure she listens to you wonderful gals about this topic. Your words teared me up as I heard, quote, our story being spoken from you. Thanks for the insight.
Aw. Did we talk about her?
No,
or
I think
does
like...
she just kind of like hear it?
Yeah, I
the
think
stories?
She's relating. Oh, that's so nice. I love moms.
That gave me a little warm and fuzzy. I had a little bit on my leg, just my left leg. The hair stood up for some reason, only on the left leg.
Oh, look, I said words teared. Basically, it says words teared me up, right? But I'm thinking she teared up.
Oh, teared.
Hello, your words. Teared?
I think it's teared. I think she meant like.
We brought a tear to her eye, I think.
I think that I'm going to choose that's what she meant. We hear you, Mama. You're important.
We see you. hear you.
We see you. Five stars. Essential to wedding planning by Love Tutu Dance. Okay, ballerina. I could not have planned my wedding without the help of this exceptional podcast. The information I received from Christy and Michelle was invaluable to making our wedding a success. Christy and Michelle are fun to listen to and make all of this fun and less stressy. I learned how to construct a timeline that played out flawlessly, and we were on time the entire day. Yes! All thanks to a two-part episode I loved learning. That was my mother-in-law calling me on FaceTime. Sorry. Mm-hmm. All thanks to a two-part episode I loved learning about all things wedding. Even the things that didn't have anything to do with my Catholic ceremony and ballroom reception. This was, without a doubt, the most valuable tool I had in planning my wedding. So much so that my venue coordinator was shocked at my level of preparation for our meetings. I had thought of everything because Christy and Michelle had informed me of everything I didn't know. Thanks for this incredible service and passion project of yours. You made an incredible difference in the planning process of my wedding as well as the day itself. Love you, love your show.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Love it.
I hope venue coordinators everywhere are hearing about us.
Yeah, right? Okay, finally, here we go. Mixed Emotions is the title of this five-star review.
Also a pretty good album in the early 90s.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. It sounds like one, doesn't it?
Yeah. by an OG listener. I loved this podcast as soon as I started listening, but as I got more into it, I found that there were certain things that didn't sit well with me while listening. I understand politics are always a topic of conversation, but I would live for it not to
love.
Be brought up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But I would love that, yeah. for it not to be brought up when listening to a show about weddings. I don't see the place for it. I love the information on weddings, but there are slight jabs thrown in randomly about our president or whatnot. I never said I support him, but I respect him enough to not take jabs at him whenever I get the chance. I didn't want to hurt your rating, so that's why I still gave you five stars. I love this show, just don't love that part. Thanks. Christy, I know you have a lot of thoughts.
Because, and I have gone over this, because we go back and forth, we went back and forth about whether we should read the review because of our different thoughts on it.
Yeah, you and I have different thoughts on it.
On sharing these reviews. And I don't want to appear or come across as defensive. And I also have talked myself out of that because there's not a need, because this is, you know, our podcast and we work really hard on it. But we are not doing this in a vacuum. We are not doing this podcast for 170 episodes now without living in our country and in the world. And I respect equality and inclusivity enough that occasionally what's going on in the world is going to drop into our podcast because we're humans and we're in touch with things. And that's, I think, just natural. I don't think we've ever gone on any sort of like 1 or 2 minute even rant about politics. So,
which Christy could easily do because she's totally into it.
Yeah, I could. And I listen to podcasts about politics. And, you know, maybe if I was listening to one of those and then they talked about their wedding for 10 minutes, I'd be like, ugh, come on, get back to what I want to hear. Mm. So I understand that somebody listening might tune in because we're talking about photography and then is a little taken aback. But that being said, there has to be room for us to be real people. And that's my main point, is that we're not doing this in a vacuum. So I understand that people are going to not agree with every single thing we say. We have thousands of listeners and we have, you know, almost 200 episodes. So that's natural. And I also think it's totally fair for people to have their own opinions.
Yep.
I have mine. And when it comes to like suggestions, it's my right or, you know, option to not take them. So that's where we are, where I am, and how we differ a little bit, Michelle and I.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And I also agree with this listener in term. Well, I should say, I appreciate this listener. I appreciate that you gave us 5 stars for our effort and our content and what we're putting out. And I appreciate your constructive critique. As I've said before, it's valuable. It's valuable for us to know things. It's our choice whether or not we act on these, you know, suggestions or critiques. But I sincerely, really, really was pretty impressed when I read this, because you took the time to tell us this and you also valued us enough not to bring down our rating because you disagree with us on the politics side and bringing up the politics side. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. And but, you know, Christy is a very passionate, you know, political person. I am not. I don't like our president. I wish we had a different president, but I don't spend my time talking about him. I don't even like to say his name because I don't like to like give him more press. So there you go. And yeah, we're wedding planners. But life happens when you're planning a wedding. You're not cut off from the world. Shit still happens and it goes on. So, you know, I mean, we talk about, you know, real time events and pop culture and all that crap. We don't like trends, but sometimes we talk about our dislike of certain things, and that president being one of them. Anyway, OG listener, thank you for that. We appreciate it. We hear you, and we appreciate all of you for all of these reviews. It's so, so, like we said, vital and important, and we just love y'all. So thank you.
All right. All right. I think we have 3 emails and then a Facebook group post. So we will jump right in.
Okay, cool.
Email number 1 is about one of my favorite things.
Ooh,
toast time.
Ooh. All right.
Toasties.
Email number 1. Here we go. My best friend called me yesterday and asked if I could give a toast or speech during their welcome drinks next Friday night. Her fiance also has his best friend giving one on the same night. They will have their siblings do the speeches during the wedding dinner on Saturday. So this is a rehearsal dinner toast speech. I just listened to your episode about writing toasts with Beth Sherman, and it definitely helped me nail down a layout and get a little more focused, but I still have a few things I wanted to ask you. I am a horrible public speaker, but in my regular everyday conversation, I am funny and witty and would love to bring this into my speech. I think if I can nail down the speech in the next few days, practicing for a week will help me nail it. However, what I'm finding hard is that when I sit down and write it out, everything sounds so cheesy. I'm also worried that I'm focusing too much on blank and my friendship. We do have a very special, unique friendship, and I have a ton of stories I can share. Also, I want to say every cheesy thing about her. She's beautiful, smart, authentic, lights up a room when she walks in, etc. And I love her fiance too. Fun fact, when we met, is that we met our husbands on the same night. They are also friends. I don't want to make the toast too much about me or just me and her. I'm worried that it will come off like I'm showing off how close we are. Is this a dumb thing to worry about?
I know. And this is a listener whose wedding was recently also, and she's really awesome. So thank you for writing in, Mama. I think it is sort of a silly thing to worry about, because no matter how cheesy you think it is, it's coming from the heart and it's going to be wonderful. And that's what everyone loves about toasts. But here's what I wrote back. Okay, so welcome toast. You can do this. There's not as much pressure as the wedding day toast. Pressure meaning there won't, you know, be as many people there. It's a little more relaxed. I think that you can absolutely focus on your relationship with the bride. Just always circle back that the qualities that you're illustrating in whatever stories that you share, those are the qualities that her fiance is going to, you know, benefit from, enjoy for the rest of his life. She's your best friend for the same reasons that he fell in love with her, in short. So remember that. So I typed this out really fast, but I was like, she's adjective, adjective, adjective. And you know this because of anecdote, anecdote, anecdote. And he completes her in this way, this way, and this way. And he's lucky to have her because this, this, and this. That, in a nutshell, that's the formula for this toast. Remember, you were asked by her to give a toast. This toast will honor her. I think she trusts you that, public speaking aside, this is what she wants. It's going to be 5 or 6 minutes max, maybe 3 to 5 in that range. You have hours of things that you could say about her, so just distill it down, you know, use bullet points. When I was drafting my best friend's toast, I started with a list on my phone of all the things I love about her and all of our, you know, hilarious stories. And then I fleshed out just a few of those things. And then I read that shit out loud in front of a mirror a lot. Remember, you don't have to be a stand-up comedian. You don't have to be a one-woman show. A perfect toast, in my opinion, and I've seen a lot, is touching and funny, but not necessarily like laugh out loud, fall out of your seat funny. And most importantly, it comes from the heart. You are publicly professing your love to your friend. That's the point. People want to hear why you specifically think she is so awesome. You don't have to tell all the funny stories or all the touching stories, but listing them out might help you decide which ones best illustrate your point that this guy is getting one hell of a lady and that you love her and you wish them the very best as they embark on this journey. You believe in marriage. You believe in them. Cheers.
Yay! That's
my favorite part of a wedding. Just do that, okay? Okay. Oh, now is a very exciting new ad that we're running. I am thrilled about it because I am wearing a ring on my finger from...
I put a ring on it.
I put a ring on it on my own, and I love it. The company is Noemi. Noemi, N-O-E-M-I-E. And the whole thing is it's a jewelry company, direct to consumers, really simple website, really easy to use, not intimidating or overwhelming at all, which in my experience.
Or overpriced.
But
I don't think.
Like the idea of just walking into a jewelry store and, you know, it's a little like car salesman-y. Like, I don't know what they're talking about with diamonds and quality. And I just want to get the best value. So this takes out all of that overwhelming process because every piece comes with an authenticity guarantee with the IGI certificate detailing color, clarity, and appraisal value. Noemi is the safest place to buy jewelry online. They offer incredible quality and sustainability. They use reclaimed 18-karat gold and have a sustainable option, including certified natural conflict-free stones, which is really awesome. So when you're questioning if you're getting the right value, it takes away all those questions. I ordered a ring for myself, and I texted Michelle when I ordered it, and I texted her.
You told me about it, and less than 24 hours later, you had the ring.
I was wearing it.
I was like, what?
I'm so impressed with the process.
And I don't have mine yet, but I'm going to get one. And I think we're going to get matchy.
Matchy rings. I'm so impressed with the process. It looks gorgeous. It's very delicate. I love it. I'm going to show a picture on our Instagram stories today. If you're listening when this is released, you will see that. So we're really excited about it, and we are looking forward to this collaboration with Noemi. So if you are looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand that you can trust, look no further. We have just told you. Go to hellonoemi.com/bigwedding. Check out their collections and get $50 towards your first purchase with promo code BIGWEDDING. That's an even better deal on top of spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to hellonoemi.com/bigwedding. And don't forget to use the promo code BIGWEDDING for $50 off your first purchase.
This would make a good gift for like last minute too, because it came so quickly. Yeah. And if you want to get something really nice for your mom or your maid of honor or, you know, your bestie, whoever it is, like Everything in here is beautiful. I mean, I could pick.
And this is serious jewelry. Everything. This is serious jewelry.
Yeah. It's real stuff. Yeah.
So you get your wedding ring there if you want to. We love it. So thank you, Noemi.
Thank you.
Email number two. Okay, this is
the vegan percentage.
Yes. You know, I title these. They don't actually send it like that.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I was like, they're always so good. You're such a good writer.
Thank you.
First of all, and I know I've told you both this before, but I love your show. It makes me so happy to be a patron and listen weekly. Well, thank you for being a patron, lady. We appreciate it. I'm having an extremely first world problem, and I'm not super confident that I'll explain it well, but y'all were my first thought when the stress started hitting today. So basically, we've picked a caterer, a local, upscale, Mexican fusion-type place. I am vegan and have been for about 9 years, and we specifically picked this place because they have really yummy vegan options. However, I always knew between my fiancé's family and my family, we basically have to serve some meat. So I was fine with that and made a menu that was about 50-50 vegan, non-vegan. My dad is paying for the catering and keeps offering to pay more and more to add on more meat dishes that we really don't need and will cause excessive food. This upsets me because his proposed new menu with these additions isn't even a third vegan, and it's way too much food that neither my fiancé nor I will even try. I know he's paying, and I'm trying to be understanding and not a bridezilla, but at the same time, it makes me sad that any animals have to die for my wedding. I don't want to add on more deaths. And I feel like if we're going to spend more and add more, it would be nice if it was something I could actually enjoy as well. Mm-hmm. When I try to gently say this to him, he gets annoyed and says, well, I want to enjoy it too. And I'm like, anyone can eat delicious vegan food. Meat options are the limiting ones. I just don't know if I'm being awful or what to say to him. Any advice would be so appreciated because you ladies often have creative answers I'd never think of.
Okay. I wrote, I totally get the dilemma here, and here's what I think. People that aren't vegans, like me, I'm a person who is not a vegan, we think that all vegan food sucks. Now, listen, I am wrong about this. I have been pleasantly surprised by vegan food, and I've done a fair share of vegan weddings. Once a vegan cake was like the best cake I've ever had at a wedding.
So good.
I think you do need to consider your dad's opinion because he is paying for it, which you obviously are aware of and trying to be really conscientious of. But put your foot down about the options and the quantities. Propose going half and half with the main course. It's a fair proposal. He's paying, but it's your wedding. Just like you said, you want to be able to enjoy it. So stick with that idea, 50-50 on dinner. And of the 50% non-vegan, some of that can definitely be non-meat. So that will reduce the kill quota, and that's understandably making you uncomfortable. So vegan, vegetarian, put that in the your 50% is vegan, and then the other 50%, there's some meat, but also some non-meat. And if you're having appetizers, those can all be vegan except for one, and let your dad pick whatever he wants for that one appetizer. And I'm assuming it's a wedding where, let's say typically, there's 3 to 4 little past, you know, 1 or 2 bite apps. So let your dad pick whatever he likes. You don't have to eat all of them. You wouldn't eat all of them anyway, and the rest can be vegan. All of the cakes and desserts can be vegan. He won't even know the difference anyway. And I can say that because I did not know the difference and, you know, I'm not a vegan. Okay, so thank your dad. Tell him that you love him and appreciate him and you can't wait to celebrate your wedding with him, but remind him that this is just one meal for him. And for you, it's a really important celebration that should speak to the priorities and values that you and your fiancé hold dear. Your dad can stop at a McDonald's on his way home if he wants. We've all done it. It's not something that should be made into a bigger deal. Promise him that he'll get enough to eat and that the food is not really the main point of the wedding day anyway. You can do this. You can do this.
You can do it. All right. And now we have our longest running sponsor ever on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. And that is Zola, Z-O-L-A, the company that we love and will do anything for love. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. They take the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, and affordable invite suites. You all, invites.
Paper suites. We love the registry, the planning tools, and Zola is offering our listeners this time around a great discount on the paper suite specifically. Everything you need for an awesome wedding invitation. They've just added thousands of invite designs for every style and color scheme, including black tie optional. That's a callback to that first review. There you go.
That's right.
So easily build your entire suite at Zola with Zola. They've got save the dates, invitations, day of paper, like programs and menus, and thank you cards too. You can also manage your headcount for free with their easy guest list manager tool online. And they will print out your guest addresses for free on free envelopes. See, taking care of the whole paper suite.
So sign up at Zola.com/bigwedding and you're going to get 30% off your invites and paper order. Zola.com, that's Zola.com/bigwedding. 30% off, you all, invites and paper orders. Do not lose this deal, people. Zola.com/bigwedding, 30% off. Z-O-L-A, we love you, Zola. Thank you so much for giving this discount to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast listeners. Woohoo! Here we go. Email 3, thoughtful hiring. Hi, you wonderful women who have made me able to concentrate at work on work because I have wedding stuff in my ears instead of running around my brain. I just got engaged July 2019 and admittedly gave one other wedding podcast a shot before I cherry-picked a few of yours and went back to the beginning. I'm up to number 153 about diversity, and I have a question. I'm an elder millennial, 35, and there are so many things I didn't try to fix before it was too late. My posture, for one, permanently curved shoulders that now look awful in strapless. And I just had a bad thought. I live in the heartland, conservative Bible Belt, and all that fun stuff. I grew up near the capital of the state in a very good suburb area with parents that reinforced what our generation of treat others the way you want to be treated were taught. I loved how you described the way the bridal industry is racist because they are forgetful, in short. It's the accidental exclusion. My area isn't super diverse, but I was such a shy, nerdy, made fun of kid that I made friends with anyone who would let me. My question is around navigating beliefs and vendors, and I hadn't really thought about it before. I have decided my caterer must have washable dishes or compostable flatware available. I'm not contributing that much garbage because I'm getting married. What I hadn't considered is whether or not it matters if I hire vendors who don't believe what I do, and how can I approach finding out? For example, my venue is a barn, and the owners are so sweet. The wife is a certified planner, thank God, and doesn't charge extra for her help. And she used to be a teacher. She has one of those genuine teacher smiles. I just want to hug her, like, all the time. However, barn, farmland, I'm stereotyping, but could be not Republicans or that toe the party.
She's thinking maybe the people that own the venue don't align with her values politically. And then they've only been open for less than 2 years. And there's not a lot of, you know, photographs, because we said representation matters. You can look to see
other
what other weddings. So
Okay. I would like to assume anyone I hire wouldn't turn away a client because of race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation, but being in the heartland, we're always the last to adopt any trend. We get music and fashion last. I think it has something to do with traveling from each coast to us in the middle here, but who knows? I tested this on my cousin just a state over who was getting music on her radio station that we didn't get for a month or more later. Weird. I don't want to support hateful awfulness that I don't agree with by hiring someone who believes that you don't service clients of color or LGBTQ isn't really on any of the interview checklists in the planners and guidelines out there.
So then... yeah, at the end there, she just says, help me shut up my crazy anxiety brain. I get it that you can start to think, and we kind of touched on this in the last episode with the feminist author, Katrina Mikett, too, how you start to think like, I want to make a difference in this way. But then once you dig in a little bit, it's like, I can't make all the differences. I still need to have, you know, cake and food and music. Meat. Yeah, whatever. So it's, you can't be... at least I feel sometimes the burden of feeling like I need to be on all the time. So I wrote her back and said, I too am an elder millennial. what a club.
Oh my God.
And
you
are. Well, because you I'm are. Right on the first year of it, I think it's 82 on anyway, you know, who cares? It's dumb. I was also raised in North Texas and it's super conservative there for the most part too. I love that you are thinking about these things, even though they don't really affect you, so to speak. You have an open mind and heart, and I can tell that you want to make deliberate, conscientious choices, and I love that. Good for you. I think that as far as the venue goes, if you got a good impression and energy from the venue manager, which it sounds like you did, I suggest just taking it and not questioning things too much. You already signed, and things are already in motion. We can't know that every person that we work with or that we hire thinks about things or cares about things the same way that we do. We don't know if they hold the same values that we do. So you aren't necessarily ignoring any red flags, and that's a good thing, so just move forward. If she told you that they would not do a gay wedding there, and that's something that you're not okay with, that would be another story because she made it clear to you. For vendors that you haven't hired, though, if you want to be more conscientious, I think that asking them if they work with diverse clients and, you know, diverse other vendors is totally fair. You don't see it on the, quote, questions to ask your florist list that are on all the blogs out there. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't ask. It's important to you. The worst thing they could say is, yeah, we definitely don't. No. And then you can just move on and find someone else to hire. So just ask. I bet once you do, it'll be a lot easier to keep asking. And my bet is you'll get a lot more, sure, we're totally open to serving anyone, than you will, no, we don't believe in that. We're never going to do a gay wedding. It's becoming bad business slowly but surely, even in the heartland. So good luck out there, and I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Yeah, moving forward, just make sure that it's all, you know, within your values and standards, and you do fine. And just the fact that you're thinking about this is a step in the right direction.
Mm. Yeah, right? Totally. The next question is the Facebook group, and this is about dessert. And it's about dessert tickets specifically. It's been a while since you've done a wedding with dessert or drink tickets, right, Michelle? If ever. Yeah. It's.
I think I might have had a drink ticket wedding once a long time
ago. I think it is a bigger thing in places where we're not doing weddings or haven't done weddings. It's definitely not a thing because here we are with a question posed to the Facebook group. So she said, hi, I'm looking for some advice on a very specific question. In addition to cupcakes, we are doing an ice cream sundae bar at our wedding. This is an extra cost of about $5 per person. Instead of charging for every single person, because we know we have some vegans, people who don't like ice cream, it'll be October in Minnesota, maybe it's going to be cold, etc. So instead of charging for every person, the caterer is willing to do a ticket system in order to save money on the people who do not want ice cream, essentially. We will have escort cards, so I was thinking I could put a stamp on those escort cards or a ticket. what we need to figure out is how to ask people. Is it tacky to put it on our invitations and have them check if they want the ice cream? Will people want ice cream and cupcakes? Is it too much dessert? Any suggestions are welcome. Thanks in advance. And she's posing this to the whole group, and she got several answers, but this one was like taking the words right out of my mouth. So here's what the group member said.
Can you devise a system with the caterer where the guest hands in their escort card to get their ice cream? I am assuming that there is a server in this scenario and that it's not self-serve. Then you just get charged for the number of escort cards turned in. Have the DJ explain this at the cake cutting and put signage at the ice cream bar that describes it. You can make it cute, but just get the details across as many ways as you can. And then idea number two is, when I have ordered food for events that I think not everyone will partake in, I have guaranteed half the total number of people. Will the caterer let you do something like that? It can be any number you feel comfortable with. The only issue is that then they only bring the ice cream for the guaranteed number. When it's done. I find the caterers tend to have a generous idea of portion size on a buffet or bar style food because people sometimes go back for seconds or certain people like slightly larger portions. But it's definitely something to think about. What do we think? You know what? I would not use the escort cards, Christy. I don't know what your thoughts are, but oftentimes by the time dessert comes around, escort cards could be lost. They could be
moved away.
They could fall if there's a breeze, whatever it is. I would actually have tickets made and I would have them, you know, maybe ask if the catering staff could hand them out and say, are you going to want ice cream? Can you eat ice cream? If so, here's a ticket. You'll need to bring this to the
Like table to table when they're pouring water. Like who here is going to want ice cream?
And if there's not enough catering staff to do this, maybe you designate some, you know, a few friends that go around and do this at a certain time of the night. And I would do it that way because I'm afraid escort cards will get lost, you know, and it's nice to actually have somebody holding those tickets and say, are you going to want ice cream? Because some people just like take it and go and get it anyway, whereas maybe they'll think about it. You know what I mean? Like there won't be as much waste and you won't spend as much money if somebody's actually putting that thought in their head. Hey, are you going to eat ice cream? You know, because if you are, here's a ticket. If not, we'll give it to somebody else.
Yeah. And the caterers, obviously, if they're letting you price it out this way to where you pay for it afterwards based on consumption, that means they're going to have enough ice cream there. They might not open the lid of it, you know, it might stay in the freezer, but they're going to have enough there to serve every single person in the crazy event that every single person does want. They're going to ask you for a head count. So I think another solution might just be having a specific like cap on you're only going to like you would with a bar. Maybe we're going to pay for half the people. You have ice cream and you have cupcakes. Assume that every single person is going to get one or the other. And assume that and then a couple of them will get more than their fair share. So you could also just have them bring, you know, enough to make 75 sundaes. And when it's done, it's done. I don't know. I don't love the idea of any kind of ticket exchange. I think it's interesting that that's what your caterer proposed. But
can I also be crazy and say something else? Do you need two desserts? Do you need cupcakes and ice cream?
We don't know more details about your wedding, but if you know you're going to have a ton of kids, or if there's a reason why both cupcakes and sundaes are like special to you guys, my fiance loves ice cream and I really want, you know, something like that. Or if, what was the other thing I was thinking they might have going on? Oh, if it's like a dry wedding or a no dancing wedding, you know, where you want extra stuff to like celebrate because you're not having a bar and you're not having, you know, a party, late night kind of party. So we don't know. We didn't ask. But hopefully this helps that. I told the person that posted that we were going to talk about it on the Yawa. So, There's some ideas.
And I wonder how many people are vegans. Like, how much money are you going to save doing this? And can you just factor that number in when you get, like, are you going to, if you're, maybe you're not going to get this because your caterer might have already recommended this, but if you're going to get a list back from your guests that say if they're vegans or vegetarian or whatever it is, you're already going to have that number of vegans. So you might just be able to do it that way. You know what I mean? But if you have to have the tickets, have the tickets. And I would suggest doing it the way that I said.
And some of the cupcakes going to be vegan?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Some are all?
Because then are you paying for all these cupcakes? And then, you know, you're not going to get everybody eating the cupcakes either. There's a lot of really good vegan cupcakes, by the way.
And I will say cupcakes are pretty great at weddings because people can, if they don't have one right then or they don't like cake, somebody that did might take a cupcake on their way out. Like, they're easy to grab and go. And cupcakes are also pretty good for at the end of the night. If you still have 40 cupcakes left, you put them back in the box they came in and bring them home with you. Enjoy them at your brunch the next day or enjoy them on your hotel room bed at 2 a.m. because you're starving because you didn't eat very much. And here you have 2 dozen cupcakes. So I'm a fan.
And coming from someone who cannot have dairy, and you know, it's really disappointing when I go somewhere and I can't have dessert and I want to have dessert or something sweet. So maybe try to have like fresh fruit or something, you know, have something for people who can't have dairy. I'm going to throw that into everybody. You know, us people who can't have dairy, it's no fun when there's nothing we can have.
So you can't eat any baked goods?
No, I mean, I could take a pill, but I still, I get really uncomfortable and my belly just blows up. Like, I look pregnant. It's very uncomfortable. There you go, a little bit of Michelle.
Okay, cool. Hopefully that helps.
All right. That's it.
Okay. So please subscribe on iTunes, rate and review like we talked about. So important. This Facebook group community, TBWPP community, if you look it up on Facebook, you can join.
It's amazing.
Help each other. It's amazing. Love all the things there. Our Instagram is at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. We use the hashtag plan that wedding. And please DM us with photos, engagement photos, wedding planning pictures, and of course, your wedding photos after the big day, because we'd love to share them. Our website is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. Our email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. We talked about newsletters. Newsletters that you're going to get if you sign up are different than the extra special VIP Patreon newsletters. So if you're interested in helping us out and being a part of that smaller VIP group with more access and bonus eps, join on Patreon, patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast.
And we do consulting, so it can be done from the privacy of your own home. It's super easy. Computer, internet, webcam, boom, consulting. So hit us up if you need a couple hours of just, you know, help and
a deep dive. You
know, it's a deep dive and it's wedding therapy, people, okay? Also, we have a phone number, 415-723-1625. Call us and ask your question on our voicemail, and then we'll play it on a Yawa, and we'll answer you as well. And we have a little bit of a team going on now here, peeps. We've got, you know, Christy and I, it was just us, and now we've got some other very talented women behind us. We want to thank Veronica for editing our episodes now. Thank God, Veronica. And Melissa, who heads our and helped us start, she really gave us that kick in the butt we needed, the Facebook community, which is just flourishing. Thank you, Melissa.
And Libby, thank you for helping us and doing the weekly graphics that we share. And, you know, we love you. And new team member, Shannon, came in with some newsletter assistance and writing that we really appreciate because she too keeps us on track. Thanks, ladies.
We can't do it all. We just can't. We're spread thin. So we really appreciate everyone's help and assistance. And we appreciate you listening. So thank you all. Happy planning, everyone. Christy, love you, show.
Bye.